/Slash and Cast.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos!
Everyone, welcome back to Slash and Cast, the podcast brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and my usual Slash and Media. How is everybody doing? Hubba's doing well. And today, guys, I'm obviously joined by my new co-host, also not new co-host, Astro.
Hello, everyone.
As always, this is the podcast where me, a massive horror fan, tells a not massive horror fan about horror. That's basically what the podcast is now.
Basically.
But yeah, good concept for a podcast though. Today I'm going to be talking about... Will didn't even know this were a horror film.
I thought it was just an action film.
We're going to be talking about Brightburn. Brightburn is a... basically Superman, but evil.
Superman, but his parents are fucking arseholes.
Pretty much.
One tries to shoot him.
Do you know, there's one thing I want to tell you about the film. Do you know that girl who got her arm broken by the kid? Well, the idea for the film was going to be, I think if I remember correctly, the idea for a sequel was going to be that girl getting a robotic arm. And basically wants to take revenge on the kid. That's what was the idea for a sequel. Also, have you ever seen the comedy superhero film called... I think it's just called Super?
Maybe.
Well, who's in it now? I think it's called Super. Yeah, it's called Super. It's from 2010.
I might have, but that might have been well before I started really paying attention to films.
If you search it, it's got, who's in it?
Oh, I did not want to search Super Drug.
Alright, it's got Elliot Page in it, Rainn Wilson,
it's got
Kevin Bacon. Right, so basically... it's made by James Gunn, I forgot about that. Do you know in the end credit scene for Brightburn?
Yeah.
There's a guy who pops up with a news guy, right, who's talking about something. He talks about someone who lives underwater who is a fish man and that and stuff like that. And the superhero, the guy from Super, in the red suit, is actually in the corner. Like, you can see the suit in the corner, but it's, like, blacked out a little, so he is there. He's in the corner. And that was, basically, it was going to make, probably, a universe. They were going to make, like, their own superhero universe, where a lot of superheroes were villains. So Superman was a villain.
Batman as a villain would be terrifying.
I think the red superhero guy was supposed to be Batman. Their version of Batman. But yeah, so this is what it was supposed to be, and obviously Brightburn didn't do so well, so it never happened. So basically, guys, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be going through the story. I've got a thing up here so I remember what happens and that. The film... let me look at the info here. The film was... Wait, his alien species actually has a name? Oh, it's just, oh no, it's not, it's just legit extraterrestrial. Where's the info on cast and shit? There isn't. Alright. Let me look at cast. Alright, so cast for the film, we have Jackson A. Dunn as Brandon Breyer. We've got Elizabeth Banks as Tori Breyer. David Denman as Kyle Breyer. Emmy Hunter as Caitlin. Matt Jones as Noah McNichol. Jennifer Holland as Miss Espenshed. Meredith Hagner as Marley Nichol. Becky Wallstrom as Erica. Steve Agee as EJ. As EJ. Abraham as Royce. Yeah, these are all side characters and that. But yeah. So let's just get into. You have seen this, haven't you?
The Bright Ray, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. Alright. Okay. Before I get into it, what did you think of the film?
It was alright. It's sort of one of those things where it's sort of average. It's not particularly, like, standout. It's not something that I would sit and go back to and be like, oh yeah, I'll watch Brightburn again. It's sort of one of those things where it was like, it was great the first time around. Second time around, I was sort of like, it's a little bit boring now. Because it was just, the way that the film portrays some of the characters, like the dad, is actually an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, the dad knows that the son is invulnerable. The dad knows this. He's seen it. And yet tries to shoot him with a 7.62 cartridge.
It's also the fact that the mother's always on Brandon's side.
Yeah.
Until the very end.
It's one of those things. I would say it's like a solid 6.
Yeah. Well, there is something I want to get into later. Do you know what Brandon says to the teacher? He says something to the teacher when he's at school that actually isn't just for him to say it. It's actually something that is related to his like species. So he relates it to bugs. He says basically, like, I don't know what bugs it were, but he said something about these certain bugs that would send out one part of their family, whatever, to take over or something of this place, of another place, so that their people can come back and take over. Because it had already been destroyed and that. And that's how his species work. They send out a kid. And they awake like a sleeper agent. And then wake them up to take over. And that's how that works. That's how his species works. Like, he's woken up and then ends up basically smashing the fuck out of everything.
He turns a house into Swiss cheese.
Basically, yeah. So the film starts off with the Breyer parents, the mum and dad. Starts off with them two, you know, getting it on. They're trying for a kid. So they're trying for a kid, and they're not having much luck as they're trying for a child. And what happens is, I believe the mother hears something. They end up hearing something outside, which is a spaceship. When they're in the thing. So during getting it on, the house, the mother starts to feel the house shake, and she doesn't know what it is. And when she looks outside and sees a glowing red light outside, and when she goes out there, obviously, I think when she goes out there, but it doesn't show us going out of there, her going out. It cuts to clips of Brandon when he was younger. So him growing up, him as a baby, him playing with toys and stuff like that. So then we get time skip to when he's about 10 or so, and he's got to get ready for school, and his mum is trying to find him and that, but she finds him in the barn area that he's not allowed in, because it's where they actually hid his ship. So he's not allowed in there. He goes to school, and obviously his teacher asks him about these bugs and stuff like that. Let me find out what he says. Right. The bug line. I'll find it. Off in adverts. Yeah, this website says it's a colony. Where is it? So basically he's in school and he's talking to the teacher. I think they're talking about bugs or something, and she she basically tells him about colonies of bugs, and they take over places. This girl, Caitlin, turns around in a chair, calls him cool, that it's cool and that he's smart, stuff like that, or whatever she says, and he smiles, even though this jackass behind him is laughing his ass off. Brandon later on is in bed when he starts to convulse and stuff, and ends up jumping out of his bedroom window to go to the barn. And as he's in the barn, he's trying to get into this cellar where obviously a ship is, someone's calling to him. His mother wakes him up, worried obviously that he's going to find out who he is. His abilities start to manifest because he ends up mowing the lawn, and as he's mowing the lawn, he puts his hand in the fucking lawnmower. Oh, actually, no. First off, before he does that, he, as he's pulling the cord on the lawn for some, on the lawnmower, for some reason it's got a fucking plug thing on it. Like Superman, he throws it really far in the air. Seen a lot of Superman elements in this already, haven't you? Is my camera being
weird? That is sort of the entire premise of Brightburn, is that he's effectively Dark Superman.
So basically what happens is later on, he... So he walks up to the lawnmower afterwards. One second, let me just... So he goes and finds the lawnmower, and the blade or whatever it is on the bottom is still spinning, and he puts his finger in and it ends up breaking the blade. So he's obviously seeing that he it's tough. So it's his birthday. Him and his family have gone out. He's with his, I think it's his, it's his auntie and her husband, and they're having their birthday. And you know, because this is set in America, his uncle gets him a gift. And what is that gift? It is a rifle.
Got a gun.
It is a gun. He gets him a rifle as a present. And his dad won't let him keep it. He takes it away. And Brandon, because his powers are awakening, he goes to his dad angrily and says, "Give it me." And his dad's like, "No! Not letting you have it." So he ends up... so they end up leaving. And later on at... breakfast, the next day at breakfast, Brandon is sat down eating breakfast. He's having some he's having some scrambled egg, and what happens is he ends up getting the fork, putting it in his mouth. His dad looks at him like curiously, and then ends up takes the fork out of his mouth and sees that he's now bent the prongs on the fork with his strength. Then his dad takes him out with a sniper or something or whatever, and into the woods and that. And I think that's when he tells him that he has abilities. I believe that's when he tells him that his dad, that Brandon is an alien.
Yeah, just, you know, the casual sort of, every kid goes through at one point, that thing where your dad walks up to you and goes, "You know what, son? You're from another world. Only this time it's literal and not metaphorical."
Oh, wait, no, he tells, basically, Brandon didn't know he was adopted, and obviously his dad tells him he's adopted. Later on, he's, Brandon... wondering who he really is, Tori explained to Brandon about how they found him and how they raised him. Oh, it's not his dad who tells him. Later on, his parents led him out. He shared an angry glare with her. So, basically, I think his dad tells him that he's adopted. He doesn't actually tell him he's got powers at that moment. Brandon, because he's a fucking creep, goes to that Caitlin's house and the shot goes to Caitlin's house as she's in bed and her laptop turns on and she turns it off and she's creeped out until she looks out of the window as her curtain moves. Brandon is stood right out of her window. Creep. Her mum walks in, so he leaves. Obviously, him and his parents have gone camping, though, as well. So they end up trying to find him, and they find him, and whatever. He is actually drawing something in his book at some point, of a costume. And he ends up, later on, his dad is took Brandon's rifle out of the box and put it away. He finds Brandon looking at the trapdoor in the barn again when they hear something, get out of bed, and they go to the shed. All of the chickens are dead. Can't fucking make that up, can you?
Brandon killed chicken.
Next day at the school, Brandon is doing PE. He gets partnered up with Caitlin, but doesn't want to because she ends up calling him a creep, pushes him on the ground, and what does he do? She helps him up, and with his super strength, he crushes her arm. Yeah, that's a superhero. Superhero ready to come out of the woodwork. Obviously, they meet with the school and everything, and arguing that with Caitlin's mother. Brandon later on goes back to the barn again and ends up finding his spaceship because it gets cold and it's glowing. It does something to him. He falls down into it and actually hurts himself. Which, that tells us that it's basically his kryptonite. His own, only stuff from his planet can hurt him. So that's what happens there. That's when his mum tells him who he really is. Later on, he does get angry and ends up finding out he has fucking laser vision. He goes back to Caitlin's house and tells her that he's going to do something about what's happened. And this is when Brandon does his first kill of a human. He goes to the diner where Caitlin's mother works. And all over the windows are a BB. Which people think either means Brandon Breyer or Brightburn. But I don't know. It's a symbol that is people make. The windows smash. I don't like this bit. The woman gets glass in her eye, and I'm like fully in her eye. It's stabbed through, and she pulls it out. I don't know about you, Will, but I hate anything to do with eyes.
I threw up.
You threw it, did you?
I threw up. I hate. I hate anything to do with eyes.
Yeah, so like that happens, and the cool effect that I like is the fact that half of her eye is like normal, and then her other eye is like red, but red and distorted, and she ends up seeing someone over the side of her as she runs away and locks herself in the room in like a freezer or something, but the door ends up being opened with Brandon's laser vision. She covers her eye that is bleeding and sees him stood there in his costume, and he ends up rushing to her, ending her life. Next day, obviously him and his parents are talking and that, saying he's okay and that, and the cops go to the crime scene and find the body and find the symbols on the windows. And they suspect Brandon. he ends up doing some counselling with his auntie, who I believe is actually works at his school. His dad is doing pool at the bar. We go to the auntie's house. Brandon shows up at his auntie's house to ask for her not to tell his parents something, or not to send him away or something like that. And the auntie is like, go away and stuff like that, telling her husband what's going on. Brandon is seen in the background. Her husband's on the way home. Brandon in costume is found by his uncle, whatever, hidden in a corner of a ward, hidden in a closet. His uncle tries to take him home in the car, but obviously doesn't. Brandon leaves, and as the uncle is leaving in the car, Brandon shows up flying, tips the car over, and I've got to say this was the most brutal kill in the entire movie. When the uncle dies, he lets go of his mouth, his jaw fucking falls down.
Brutal.
Got to say, the effects on
Brightburn was the boys before the boys was cool.
Really was. It's like, Jesus, I couldn't imagine if, do you imagine if they get the rights to have Brandon Breyer in the boys?
That'd be crazy. Homelander wouldn't stand a chance.
He just shows up. He's like, are you my son? And then he ends up putting his finger somewhere on his uncle, getting some blood, and he writes the symbol, the BB, on the pavement of the road. after killing him, and then he ends up going back home, not wearing any clothes, by the way. His dad has a nightmare later on of the day that Brandon showed up, but the nightmare includes his mum with his wife holding Brandon with white eyes and black blood coming out of her, but then he wakes up. Next day, the auntie is in the hospital with Brandon's mother and father, and say that her husband's dead. And obviously the father is still questioning if Brandon did it. Brandon's dad is really fucking angry and stuff like that, and doesn't want Brandon. He wants proof that Brandon did it. He finds the costume as well. The police are after him, and that the mother is still being very protective. The dad ends up taking Brandon out for some son and dad bonding, for to go hunting, for him to teach him to use the rifle. And like Will said, this is where the stupid thing happens. The police do show up at his house to tell the mother about what's happened, but she doesn't believe them she still doesn't believe them and that, but she's getting worried that Brandon may have done something. Back at the woods with the dad shoots something, and Brandon goes up to it and points the rifle at Brandon, shooting him, intertwined with his mum finding a book of drawings, and then his dad shoots him in the head. Brandon ends up flying away, putting his costume on for some reason, just decides to put it on, and then proceeds to kill his dad by lasering him in the face. His mum now believes that Brandon has killed, and he phones up, and is Brandon on the phone telling it, and basically telling him that she... And what happens later is the cops show up at the house as Brandon has gone through the house, breaking walls and shit, kills the cops. His mum does realise that she needs to get to the spaceship, because obviously pieces of that can kill him. She gets there, she brings him in for a hug, like convincing him everything's okay. She goes to stab him, but he stops her before she can. He flies up in the air with her as her face is bloody because she went through a lot of wood. He drops her from the highest of the high area. A plane comes over. It's not a plane. It's not that anymore. And the plane crashed because it went into Brandon. And Brandon is basically supposed to be the only survivor of it, of the house. And it made it look like the mother died as the plane crashed on the house and same and that. It ends with him sat at a police ambulance with sat in an ambulance with eating a cookie, looking all dirty, looking like he's not angry at all. End credit scene, we see footage of news reports of someone flying through buildings. Discord, why are you being a bitch? There we go. We see him going through buildings, writing the Brightburn symbol on the ground. And news reports of things going on and everything like that. We get our guy Rooker doing a YouTube channel where he talks about stuff, and he says Brightburn mystery exposed. And he's basically saying there are other mysteries going on out there of different superheroes or people with powers and stuff like that taking over. And yeah, that is Brightburn. William, what is your thoughts of Brightburn?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting conceptual thing. I mean, the evil Superman thing has been done to death at this point. You've got, you know, Homelander, you've got Omni-Man, you've got Brightburn. So many different characters. You even got some evil versions of Superman. Ultraman, Injustice as Superman. So it's not necessarily an original concept by any means, but it was one of the first to do it. And I would say it's a fairly successful one. Minus a few idiotic writing choices.
Yeah, the film didn't do as well as it could have. If it did better, I feel like it would have ended up having a lot more it could have been its own universe.
Yeah. but yeah, there's not really anything special, I would say, about it. It's definitely a decent film, but it's not really anything special.
Yeah, it's not. It's an interesting movie. Like, it has good concepts.
I wouldn't even classify it as horror. I still think it fits far more into the action side of things.
It is set out to be a horror. It is, like, a horror movie, but for some reason it does come off more like an action movie with an evil
villain. It
feels
like watching The Boys. And The Boys would be classed as an action series.
Yeah. But, like, I think it's too with the fact that it's supposed to have, like, these horror undertones, the character and everything, but, like, it's just... It doesn't do it very well. Like, I'm not scared at all. I don't get scared during that film. I just think the gore looks fucking insane. Like, I can feel the fear coming from... the characters, but I just don't. It's just not coming from me as a watcher, which horror should do, but it just doesn't, and it's definitely something very strange. But it's a good film. It's just could have been better. Well,
yes.
Anything else?
I do not have anything else.
Alright, guys, I know this was a bit of a shorter episode. We are gonna obviously we've just got to work through things and see how we want to get through this. Obviously, the more we do these, and the better it'll become. Obviously, me and Will are not strangers to doing podcasts or all, but it's just like, this is a new format, so it'll get better. We hope everybody enjoyed. To like, comment, share, subscribe, and all the stuff on the YouTube side of things. On audio side of things, don't forget to rate the podcast and everything. Obviously, this podcast is brought to you by the Slashing Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slashing Media, where we talk horror and nothing but horror. And we hope everybody did enjoy. I've been one of your hosts, Slasher.
I have been your other host, as Terrell.
And we'll see you on the next one. Remember, keep on slashing, keep watching horror, and we'll see you horror fans later.
For now. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!